Welcome to Positive Discipline Focusing on Solutions. This is Jane Nelson, and today I'm talking with Mary Wardlow in Buchanan, Michigan. And Mary shared with me a story that I thought was just so inspiring and helpful that I've been sharing it in all my lectures ever since. So Mary, please tell our podcast audience so they can enjoy this wonderful story.
Sure. Thanks, Jane. My daughter Madison, who was at the time a wonderfully strong-willed 6-year-old child, did not want to get up and get ready for school one morning. And I could just tell it was going to be one of those days that she just was not going to cooperate. And I really tried to just be gentle and nice, and I asked her several times to get up and get herself ready. I picked out her clothes for her and laid them on her bed, but she just would not move, would not cooperate. So I calmly reminded her, Maddie, the bus is going to be at our house soon, and you have to get up or you're going to miss it. But she would not get up. She sat up and she looked at her clothes on the bed, and she screamed, "I don't want to wear that." And her tone was so nasty, I just really had a hard time keeping my own temper in check. But I went to her room and I picked out 2 other outfits so she could choose which one she wanted to wear. And I said, "I've laid out 3 sets of clothes for you. Please pick one and get dressed." I was on my way out of her room, but I didn't even make it to the door when she screamed, "I want 4. I was so angry. At that point, I didn't even know what to do, but I took a deep breath, and somehow I just walked over to her bed, and I sat down, and I pulled her up onto my lap, and I said, "Maddie, I'm going to hold you and hug you and love you, and when I'm done, you're going to get up and get dressed." And as I just held her there, she melted in my arms, and her attitude just completely softened, and so did mine. And as she got off my lap, she just went over and got dressed, and we just went about our day like nothing ever happened. So I wanted to thank you, Jane, for reminding all of us about the power of a hug, and hopefully your listeners will enjoy that story, too.
Oh, I just think it is so fun. And how have things been going since?
Things are going very well. That set the stage for the next several months that we would, how we would interact with each other. So I have learned now at an earlier stage when I see that look on her face that she is obstinate and she is not going to cooperate, I've learned now from that experience to walk over and just hug her and hold her, and she softens nearly every time. We just work through the situation much, much faster, and it doesn't escalate to that volatile point.
One of the reasons I love this story so much is, as you know, I'm always telling people to, when in doubt, try a hug. And it may not always work, but it's amazing how often it does. And Mary, I'm wondering if you would be ready for another tip that's implied in your story.
Sure.
The part where you said that you set out the clothes for her?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you already know? Have you had a chance to read my suggestion about that?
I have not yet, no.
Okay. Well, see, one of the things that we know is that children are going to use their power one way or another. And sometimes when we take their power away from them, even though we may not know we're doing that or mean to do it, that's what often causes the power struggles. And one thing I think, and I'd love to hear from you if this works, is that it might be very helpful if you allow her to pick out her clothes the night before.
Yes, and normally we did, which is partly why the situation was so much worse that day, because she didn't have any control over the situation. But how I've corrected that situation in our home now is I have a unit in her room that hangs in her closet, and 10 outfits are all put together, ready to just pull out of a little cubby, and she can pick whichever outfit out of 10 that she wants to wear each day. And that has given her so much more freedom and so much control over the situation that I don't even have to ask her to get dressed. She just wakes up and knows that she gets to choose what she's going to wear. She just pulls it out. She might choose it the night before, or she might not. She might choose it that morning. But just giving her the freedom to make that choice out of 10, it's good. It's enough for her.
Oh, okay. So you're way ahead of me, because, see, that's just a great example of also how to encourage cooperation, is the more the child feels capable, empowered, instead of controlled. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll keep these success stories coming. I just love to hear how it really works with people in practical application, applying these principles.
Thank you. And I appreciate that you're sharing this with others, and I really hope that they will give that hug a try.
And Mary, have you signed up for the Positive Discipline newsletter?
I haven't yet.
Well, you might want to do that
at
www.positivedisciplined.com, because okay, that's where sometimes people will hear the announcements about these newsletters, these podcasts, actually. There's a place on our website that shows people how to go to iTunes, where they'll be notified of any new podcast that's coming up. And I'll have Ken let people know where that is. And thank you so much, Mary. I hope I'll be talking with you again soon.
I hope so too, Jane. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.